And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I've been at the forefront of the grassroots, I think, Phil, of the efforts for women, empowering women in terms of CEOs.
Well, you gave me a number. The number of women who are CEOs?
Well, it's actually dropped in the last 10 years. We had, you know, Sherry Lansing is gone. She was the head of Columbia Pictures, and that's just in the entertainment business. But women heading up companies, that's where you really see the growth in the potential, I think, of women in the workplace. It isn't, I don't think, so much that women are being hired at the middle management levels. I think when you start seeing women on the boards of directors, as chief operating officers, as chief executive officers, you're really seeing growth. And we don't have that. Women in positions of power today in business are really at lower levels than they have been in the last 10, 15 years. And that's really because I think women don't really support each other.
I was going to ask you about that. As a man, and a lot of men know what I'm talking about, we often hear women say there isn't any mutual support. Women are catty.
Women are very catty with each other. It's not everywhere. It's not all women, Phil, but there are just enough bad apples out there among women in the professional fields to just rot out the whole barrel when it comes to women making strides in the field of business.
And now, you work at a publication. You also do entertainment reports for print and radio. And I know there are a lot of women that you work with.
Well, you know, Cindy Puller.
Who's your editor, right?
Yes. Now, here's an example of something that could be very personal. I don't know how many people know Cindy, but she's very big in publishing. She works with me on the entertainment reports I do for print as well as radio. Here's a very personal matter, but I want to use this as an example. I have a very tense upper back. I get very bad upper back pain. And a lot of women can relate to this. The reason for it is because it's either a blessing or a curse. And I can tell you in my life, it's been more of a curse than anything else. The result of I have a larger chest, I guess, than a lot of women. And I get these upper back pains, the result. You can't talk to a lot of women about that.
Why? Jealousy?
Because if you can believe it, yes, there's jealousy. They'll stick an old-fashioned jail-fashioned shiv in your back because their husbands look at you and, you know, there's not a lot you can do about it. I told her I wanted to take a week off with Frank and go out to the desert. We were going to go out to a spa and I was going to get some massage work done. Well, she starts in on the publication, you know, the summer issue needs to be put to bed and so on, and it's all a big smokescreen. She isn't interested in helping me because she's a woman, I'm a woman, I've got this larger chest than her. It's very childish, but
all right. So she begrudges you taking some time off because she's jealous that you have a bigger chest.
That's how petty we are, and I'm not proud of that. And
I mean, you're speaking of women in the workplace. It is childish, isn't it?
I'm not going to say it's exclusive to women, but I think it's more so with women than it is with men. These petty jealousies that blow up full bloom into keeping each other down and. This is something that women have to deal with. Those of us who have larger breasts than other women, we deal with upper back pain. We deal with, there's something called a pre-scoliosis condition that you can get that literally is curvature of the spine. You get these women who are, let's just be honest, flat, and they resent those of us who have got a little bit up top. And so it turns into keeping us back, being jealous, not helping out.
Well, let's talk about, but you talk about husbands, too. You know, now, I know that we're getting far away from the professional thing.
Phil, I can't help it if their husbands look at me or look at other women who have larger chests. I can't help it if they ask me to dance. Am I supposed to say no? Am I supposed to, therefore, insult him? And then he goes back to her and tells her this. What we are saying, and what my article was about today that you called me about.
Right.
I'm sorry if you're a woman listening right now and you're flat. I shouldn't use...
Well, see, that's kind of a vituperative way of putting it. Can you put it in a nicer way?
Well, I'm sorry if you're a woman listening right now and you don't have the chest you wanted to have. And some of us were born with large chests. Do you really have to use that as an excuse to stick a shiv in our back in business? Do do you have to use your jealousy over the fact there are some of us who have a larger chest than others to keep us back in business? We really need each other's help right now, Phil.
All right, Margaret Gray joins us, and thanks for everybody being with us tonight as well. She is a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist, print columnist, does entertainment report for radio and television on women in business, and what is the real deal about women not making the big strides to chief operating positions of companies. And that's jealousy, backstabbing. And in your case, you think it's something as petty as the fact that you have a larger chest than some of these women.
Absolutely, Phil. And you can ask women, you can ask the smaller-chested women, do you do this? Unless they're bald-faced liars, they'll look at you and say, unfortunately, yes. I had a girlfriend say to me, she put it this way, she said, I get really retarded, if you can believe that.
Boy, sounds educated.
Well, she's a little bit of a ditz, but she's a nice girl. She said, you know, when you're around, Margaret, I get really retarded about my husband.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 with Margaret Gray on why are there, excuse me, why are there not, why are there not...
You should get some water.
Yeah. Well, I only got coffee. Give me water, bud.
Hey.
Where'd you get that?
It was sitting over here.
Get me fresh water, man. Today's Monday. It's been sitting over there for all weekend.
Well, nobody came in and drank it and the door was locked.
I don't care. There's dirt in the air.
Oh, right. Okay. It's going to kill you.
Get me a fresh cup of water, please.
But, Phil, getting back to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think, as a woman, it would be nice for a change to be able to go up to another woman and say, let's do this together. Let's help each other in business. Let's not begrudge each other success. Let's not be petty over the fact that one girl is better looking than another girl, that I happen to have a larger chest than you, that your husband is looking at me. You know, it doesn't mean he doesn't love her.
Well, it is kind of an automatic thing with men, I guess. I have to admit. I mean, it's just an automatic thing. I don't know what it is. It's probably very archetypal. It's almost organic. A woman with a, you know, large breast walks into the room. Guy's eyes go there immediately, but it doesn't mean that a guy's going to leave his wife.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, look, your husband looks at me and he fantasizes some things. He loves you. I've seen the way Bob is with you. I've seen the way he is with the kids. I've seen the way he puts up with so much. He is a saint. And because he may be looking at me and, I don't know, you know, fantasizing something, it doesn't...
Well, see, that's... I don't know if that's a good thing to say to a woman.
What is?
Well, I don't... See, that's what I mean. You're trying to get women to support each other in business... And to be on each other's side.
Yes.
All right. To say to a woman, well, look, don't worry about it if your husband's looking at me and fantasizing stuff.
Well, you know what? I didn't put that the right way. But the fact is, he probably is. We all know that men separate sex and emotion. And if a man looks at a woman and says, well, I want her sexually, it doesn't mean he's going to leave his wife. And I said that to Cindy. I said, your husband may look at me, and he may say to himself, I would love to, you know, have sex with her. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He just wants to...
He just wants to have sex with you? I don't know that that plays well with a woman.
Well, Phil, we have to start to grow up as women. That's what I'm saying. We are looking at a work environment right now where women are not supported by each other.
All right, Margaret, before we go to our break, I'm going to give our number 1-800-449-8686. Your point of view is an interesting one. You want women to stop the backstabbing and stop the cattiness and stop the what holds each other back. You know,
I want to return to the good old 60s notion, Phil, that we are sisters. And
all right, and that's great, but do you think saying I have a larger chest than you, so your husband's going to fantasize about me, but it doesn't mean that he loves you any less, is that a way of going about it?
Well, we have to address one of the first things that keeps women back from supporting each other, and that is the petty jealousy that women have toward each other and each other's looks, especially when it comes to a lot of women who are, you know, flat, and those of us who have, a big chest. And I don't know what to say.
See, I could suggest something.
Go ahead.
you know, forget about my breasts, forget about how big they are, whatever. That's not the point here. The point here is that you and I are in business together. We support each other.
Well, I can't do that, though, because I have the upper back pain, so I have to keep telling her I need time off to get the massage, and that's because I've got a bigger chest than you. She doesn't need this kind of work.
Right.
I do, and I tell her, believe me, you don't want breasts this large because I have to have massages.
All right, let me take a break here. 1-800-449-8686, because there's an awful lot of what is being said by Margaret that makes sense, and yet I hear in some of the things she's saying, I don't know whether we want to call it, it doesn't seem to be solving the problem. I get it if a woman's jealous of another woman because she has larger breasts, and that may bring out some jealousy. It doesn't have to hold them back in business together, and I know that that's Margaret's point, but I don't know that telling her, you know, your husband's going to ask me to dance or even fantasize about me, but he's always going to love you, is a solution to the problem. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Henry Show, and I don't quite know how to put it, but I certainly don't want to say, if you don't have large breasts, are you jealous of women that do? Or is it does it hold women back in supporting each other in business? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouthful of it.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Margaret Gray is with us. We're talking about women in the workplace, why there aren't more female CEOs. Ms. Gray is a reporter, entertainment reporter. And you say a lot of it gets down to petty jealousy. You mentioned the fact that you notice it where you work. You happen to have larger breasts than another woman, and you think it's that petty, huh?
Well, here's the thing, Phil. Women who are flat, or I shouldn't say flat.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a little insulting.
Well, but women who are smaller don't get that those of us who do have larger breasts suffer from this upper back pain. And so they think that it's just, they think they know what it's all about, and they don't. And I told Cindy, I said, look, be glad that you're small, because you may be jealous of the fact that your husband stares at me and can't stop looking at me, but the pain that I have to go through and the treatments that I have for this sort of pre-scoliosis condition, believe me, guys like your husband are a dime a dozen. I've always got men looking at me.
Well, I don't know if that's a way of saying to a woman, guys like your husband are a dime a dozen.
Well, no, it's not an insult to him. I'm saying it happens a lot, and it probably doesn't happen to her. And so, therefore, this jealousy carries itself over into business. We've got to stop. I think women who have smaller breasts or who may not be as good looking, stop it. Begin to support those of us who do have the large breasts, because there is a physical price to pay.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on why there are not more female CEOs. Here is Ariella. Ariella, go ahead.
Hi, Ms. Gray.
Yes.
I haven't read your article, but, you know, the ideas that you're saying on the air are really interesting to me. Have you really experienced this kind of jealousy firsthand?
Yes, I have.
And how...
Okay, Ariella, what is your point of view? Because we don't really have time for questions. Do you have a point of view?
My point of view is that if you're worried about the fact that your breasts are small,
I'm not
making you successful enough in business...
I'm not worried about that. It's someone else who's worried about it.
Have you been listening to the show, ma'am?
I have been. I go to Brandeis University. I'm a pre-medical student, and my two best friends at school have D's and double D's. And there's not one iota of uncooperativeness because I wear a B.
No. I'm not saying that them to you. I'm saying you to them.
To me, to them, none. And quite frankly,
well,
I dread when my period comes around and my breasts swell to almost a C. I dread it.
Can I ask you a question? Are you married?
Not yet.
All right.
I'm engaged.
Here's the thing that happens. When you get married and your husbands begin staring at me, you know, it's not my fault, and I'm not trying to undermine my fellow females. But if your husband starts salivating every time he looks at me, that, you know, what happens is I get blamed.
I don't experience anything different, anything potentially different than what you're experiencing, because I go to school with men and, other women look at your boyfriend or your whatever it is, and I experience the same kind of, quote-unquote, what could be termed as jealousy. I don't think it has anything to do with what goes on in the workplace and your success.
But your boyfriend, you're right now you're engaged to be married to a young man who probably, when your girlfriends come around, and I don't want to say anything, I'm sure he loves you. But after he sees them, he probably goes back to his apartment, and you know what?
Are you telling me that he's fantasizing about this girl's boyfriends? All right, but girlfriends?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
If that were true,
If
that were true, which, okay, men, you know, my about my girlfriend, great, good for him. But you know what? It doesn't affect the way I'm going to interact with my colleagues at work, and I would rather be cooperative and be successful and help everybody do well, let's say, in college, when we're all trying to get into medical school, you know, with support.
Do you know the old saying?
Experience enough sexism from the outside world that we need to support each other, and none of uncooperativeness, I believe, comes from the size of your breast. In today's day and age, when women are prized for being fit and thin, there isn't... I don't think big breasts make you look any thinner.
Well,
all my friends who have big boobs try to have smaller ones.
When you're thin and you have larger breasts, that's the ideal look. But that's the ideal look in terms of society, I guess. But, you know, the Hugh Hefner thing. But the thing of it is this. Your boyfriend goes home after seeing your friends, and now he's doing something disgusting under the sheets. Doesn't that humiliate you?
But wait a minute. She just said that...
No, but I'm asking her woman to woman.
What are you talking about?
Quite frankly, my boyfriend loves more manageable-sized breasts, like C and under.
That's what he told you, right?
That's his track record as far as girlfriends.
Are you sure he hasn't been able to attract larger-breasted women?
He doesn't like larger-breasted women.
Well, has he been able to attract them?
My father's a cosmetic surgeon, and all my girlfriends who have bigger boobs are all asking me, when can I get my boobs made smaller?
Oh, my God, I agree with that. I know that, because I have the upper back pain. But here's where the problem comes in. When the girlfriends when the husbands start looking at me and sweating from the palms, going home and playing with themselves...
All right, come on. This is beginning to get a little graphic.
But it's insulting to the women. And I'm just saying to this young lady, I'm saying to you, Ariella, you know, check this out, because he may say I'm sure he loves you, but if he's going home, making love to you and thinking about them while he's doing it...
Oh, come on.
There's no way.
Well, all right.
There's no way.
There's no way.
All right, hey, Ariella,
okay,
thank you so much. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Good Lord, what a picture you paint. You know,
but this is what's going on, and this is why women are not getting ahead in business. This is why women today are held back. Not because of men, not because of anything that men have done, not because of anything that men are doing. Women are doing it to each other. Women are holding each other back. Women are climbing over top of each other. And why is that? Because some of us were born with larger breasts. Isn't that a little childish? And is it...
Well, all right, it sounds a little childish, but let me ask you this. Isn't it a little childish to communicate to another woman the way that you did, which is, you know, I support you, but your husband is going home and, doing stuff to himself after he looks at me.
But that's the fact. And you know it, Phil. You're a man.
I don't know that that's necessarily the case.
You're a man, and you know. You can love a woman to pieces. Love the fact that she's the mother of your children. And love everything that she does in your life. But you see some girl who's got larger breasts than your flat-chested wife, and you go home at night, make love to your wife, imagining yourself with her.
Now, that's not, no. That is not the...
Oh, come on, Phil. After several years of marriage...
I'm certainly not going to talk to you about that right now, but I think that it's beside the point. You know...
No, it's not beside the point, because when women know this is going on, they go to the workplace, and they stick a jail-fashioned shiv deep between your shoulder blades. I know. It's happened to me.
All right. Margaret Gray on the line from the nationally syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me, as well as her television work. Women with larger breasts. Is it the fact that the women who have small breasts are jealous of them that holds all women back in the workplace? And if women could get over their petty jealousies about breast size, would there be more advancement, especially in the areas of chief executive officer, etc.? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, say that to my audience. I think it's interesting.
Are we on that right now?
Yes.
Well, what I was saying to you was I felt like I had to tailor my comments a little bit more toward the issue of breast size and away from business, because I know that a lot of women don't know what I mean by that. You know,
well, women are interested in finding out if there is has been a significant increase in hiring at the high levels of business.
But it's a very, very... It's a very complex issue, and a lot of women really can't get their minds around it. But you can boil it down to this one simple thing. Those of us who were, and I say cursed, with very large breasts, are held back in business and in the social world by these women that are flat.
Again, the word flat sounds vituperative.
Well,
it sounds a little playground. You know, you're flat.
All right, by these small-chested women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Clinny, you're on the air here with Margaret Gray on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I have to say, you are so preposterous. I'm a quadruple D myself. And if you could try to put out a fire with a match, I think you'd be doing a great job. I mean, you're doing stirring up issues.
First of all, let's talk context. You're as big as you say you are, but how much do you weigh? Aha. See, that is what I'm talking about.
It doesn't matter either way.
What does that
way.
Got to do with anything?
It has
well,
nothing to do with
anything.
Well,
if she's 800 pounds, yeah, I guess she's going to have a big chest. I mean, see, she knows. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm 180.
You have 180 pounds. Well, that's getting up there.
Yeah.
You know.
It is. So is my IQ.
That's not
unfortunately,
fat.
Yours isn't. Because if you're no.
You got to watch your language.
Oh, sorry. Bullcrap.
No, I'm talking about do you work in the professional field or are you what? Are you serving up French fries someplace? In other words, what do you do?
I'm a professional.
Doing what?
Well, I paint. I'm a musician and I'm also an artist.
I'm talking about books. In the world of CEOs, in the world of business, there's a lot of flat women out there that are holding you and I back, and you think that this is some kind of a joke.
No, I think that you're making a deal out of something that is not going to help anybody. You're turning around and saying,
how could she
people are going home and they're fantasizing about me, and I think maybe you just need to see a psychologist.
Wait. You're telling me it doesn't. You don't think it happens? Guys meet you, and then they go home to their wives, and it's... They're just thinking clinic,
anybody else who's thin or tall or... You know, men have different tastes. It's like saying everyone likes redheads. It's preposterous.
I don't think you know men as well as I do. I'm sorry. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Wait a minute. All right, so point being what then, Margaret?
I think she doesn't really get what's going on out there. She has girlfriends, and their boyfriends meet her. Then they go home, and they're in a cold sweat all night thinking about planning. Yes.
I think you need to change professions, you know?
Well, look.
Maybe get into writing some wonderful romance novels or something, because you got stars in your eyes.
You probably got a set you got to do tonight at Denny's, so go tune your guitar, whatever.
Oh, please.
Well,
I work with books for a living.
I'm a musician, really, and which Denny's is that? Which Marie Callender's is that?
Which what?
What Copper Penny do you work at?
I don't. I work at Powell's Bookstore.
So you're not a musician, so you lied.
Oh, well, you come on.
I am a musician. And I'm also an artist, and I make money at all three.
Are you female?
Yes. Are you?
Well, you went like this. I am a musician.
What?
Your voice went down as if it went into a man's register.
Well, that's because you're faking.
What? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Monica. Go ahead, Monica.
Hi.
These lesbians.
Go ahead.
Thanks for letting me on.
Yes.
I think that this woman has had a personal experience that was traumatic, but I think that was more, sounds like to me it's more to do with who she is as opposed to her breast size and the way she thinks.
Wait a minute, now, you think this is about me?
I am a professional. And I do work in corporate America. And and as we were talking, I started to think about the women who are in management positions and higher positions within the companies that I have worked for. And large breast is not a common denominator.
Yeah, and you want to know why? Because the large-breasted woman is held back. She's held back by these small-chested, flat, bitchy, shiv-sinking, oh, God.
I agree with you that there are petty jealousies,
right.
Just among women. But I think that you can pinpoint that to breast size in particular.
You think it's significant, Margaret, that there are no major female CEOs with large breasts?
Oh, come on! What do you think? It's what I've been saying. Women have
and what I'm saying is that. I think that the breast size is not a factor, that there are women in high positions who have varying breast size.
You said it wasn't a common denominator, big
right.
sweater Hogans, right?
And she didn't say sweater Hogans.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? So I say that large breasts are bad for those of us who have... Do you have large breasts?
No, I don't have large breasts.
All right, and I bet you do really well in business.
Well, look.
You know, Phil,
look,
if I get one more woman... No, I want to say something. If I get one more woman...
There's another woman in my department...
If I get one more woman who calls up and laughs at me, you can go straight to the hot place where Satan lives with all your callers.
No, wait a minute.
No, I don't want to be laughed at.
Let me just say this one thing.
You laugh at me.
There is a woman in my department who has, she's not a D, but she has large breasts. But this woman has a master's degree. And they're constantly, promoting her and putting her on good projects.
Yeah,
but it's not because of her breast size, but it's because of her brain.
Oh, God, you can find these rare instances. I'm saying, on the whole, women with large breasts are crapped on, just dumped on. If all the women with small breasts in America were one guy, they'd be squatting over all the large-breasted women in America. You know, she's laughing again.
Well, you keep saying funny things.
Well, you know what? I think it's really insulting.
I
want to ask you again.
If you really feel this
flat?
Way, that you feel discriminated against because you have big breasts.
Are you flat?
And like I said, and you know what? I'm going to say this one thing. And you know what? Because I don't have big breasts, maybe that's a feeling that I could never know. So I'll give that to you.
Are you concave?
Never mind if she's concave. Thank you very much, Monica. Let's go over to, we got Ruth. Ruth, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Ruth, go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Well, the way she's talking, it is kind of funny the way she's expressing herself.
What is
but
funny?
But I think I'm just saying it's kind of funny the way you're talking. But you are right. You know, this is a problem that it's a big problem.
Well, look,
it's not just professional position. It's everywhere.
I want to know
women
what I said.
Women are very catty.
Hold on. I want to know what I said that was funny.
Well, you said something like sweater Hogans.
Sweater Hogan, exactly. That was kind of funny.
What was funny about that? I'm using a colloquial expression.
No, but that was kind of funny. And then the other thing you said was something like, if all the flat-chested women of America
right.
were one guy, they'd be squatting all over the women.
Right. It's funny.
That was funny? No, wait a minute. I want to know something. Do you think it's funny to be laying on the ground looking up at someone who's about to squeeze one off on you?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Oh, my God.
You see, I mean, it's just well, I'm, like, you're just, I don't know if she's real, but,
what is,
but
you know,
I'm as real as real can get, and I can
okay, listen, excuse me. I'm just saying that, you know, you're part right, because the problem with women being at professional, you know, being jealous of each other, it is holding us back.
Exactly. And for those of you that are flat, well, I don't mean to say flat, because Phil thinks that's funny, but...
Well, I think it's insulting.
It is, yeah, well,
right,
it is insulting.
Small-breasted women, please don't resist the temptation to, you know, fashion a shiv in your cell and go out on the yard and stick it in me.
Fashion a shiv in your cell, go out on the yard and stick it in me. That's what we find is funny.
Right.
I'm a writer, Phil. I'm a writer. Oh, God. If I get laughed at, I'm going to hurt someone. I can't get to you and I can't get to the caller. But
well,
there's
if
a neighbor's
you start
dog.
Saying funny things, if you start right, saying well, funny things, okay. Maybe people will take
exactly.
You seriously.
Ruth, thank you very much for your call. Thank you. I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray back with us for our final segment here. We're talking about women in the workplace, how it is that women are not making the advances that they should into really significant positions.
And Phil, that's the important thing.
You're talking about CEO, COO, CFO, major positions of leadership in companies because women are jealous of each other's looks. And you get it right down to you yourself have a large chest. Some women that don't. Get jealous.
Well, and you've heard the women tonight laughing and giggling like schoolgirls, because when we get into this area, and we're talking, Phil, about thousands of years of women struggling to find a place of prominence in business alongside men, this is so very important. And yet when I bring this up to women, and I've spoken in front of a lot of different groups, I talk about how I've been held back almost as if I'm one of those, I don't know if you've ever seen, and I shouldn't say this, but those porn movies, it's really, it's disgusting when you see one woman tied down by other women, and that's what I feel like. I feel like I've been tied down by other women, and they're going at it with something.
Okay, you know, again, this is what a lot of people are saying. You're saying some bizarre stuff.
No, it's not bizarre, Phil. I feel like I'm being raped by other women.
All right, okay, but let's, you know.
Well, you know, you don't want to talk about that, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, but a porn movie where the other women are tying another woman down?
That's what's happening to me and every other large-breasted woman in this country by the what we call the small cups. The small cups are out to seek their revenge.
All right, let's go to Laura. Laura, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a bisexual woman, and I check out women with my male friends.
Right.
Because it's fun. And the general consensus is, yes, when a large-breasted woman walks into a room, everybody turns to look like you would at a mohawk, but not because it's necessarily the most attractive thing in the world. Different guys have different tastes. Most of them do not run to very, very large breasts. And I think that the treatment that you may be getting may be because of the way you express yourself to other women about what you feel this issue is.
Well, what am I doing wrong? Tell me. Help me. Because I think this is about us helping each other.
You continue to insult people. Even when you get a woman on the show who agrees with you, the first thing you do is try to jump on all over her for one thing she may have said that may have been negative.
Like what?
Okay, the one woman called in and said she agreed with you completely, even though you might have been a little funny in the way you expressed yourself. So instead of embracing the fact that she agreed with you, you immediately began to try to cut her down and insult her and get angry because she said you expressed yourself in a funny way.
Well, what did I say, Phil?
Well, you were upset that the lady... You said sweater Hogan's.
What is funny about that?
Come on.
That's not the point. The point is that instead of accepting the kind thing she had to say, you became insulted and you began cutting her down.
Do you know what the
problems you're encountering are because of how you treat women?
Do you know
and because you feel sensitive?
No. Now,
you
see, there you go. That
issue.
Is exactly what I'm trying to say. We make it about each other, and it is true. It is about each other. But let's not fight. I'm saying that we hold each other. Do you? Let me ask you this. What about the small cups?
What about them?
Well, you know they're out there.
They are, and some women look very attractive that way.
Oh,
in
I'm
fact,
not talking about that.
My ex-girlfriend was very flat, beautiful woman. She was Native American, tall, willowy, gorgeous.
No. I'm not talking. I'm saying the small cups are out to keep people like, and I'm assuming you have large breasts, correct?
I have a C.
Oh. Well, let's shoot that.
Well, what?
Well, look at her. See, there goes the laughter again.
Well, what do you mean that shoots that?
No, I don't care if I have a C. It doesn't bother me. Go ahead.
See, women like me with the large breasts, we have to be aware of you people. What we call the Dixie cups.
Hun, I like women. I'm attracted to women.
And I thought you were bisexual.
Yes.
Well, then which is it?
Both.
Grow
I
up.
Love men and women.
Laura, let me give you some advice. Grow up. Grow up. Playing with the same sex is something we do as children. It is Freudian. It is a prepubescent. You have to decide, go with men.
Okay, now
wait,
here
wait,
you
wait,
are.
Wait, wait a minute. Assuming
that you know what's in my brain.
Bisexuality
now, when you
is
walk into a room,
immaturity. And if you're
hun,
a Dixie cup,
here.
See, here you are. You're
here.
One of the small cups.
If you
cups.
Walk into a room and you have very large breasts, you have probably noticed.
That's,
but you assume you need, that means that the women are hating you and the men are wanting you. That's not necessarily the case.
Well, how do you know?
The women
you're
may
you're
just
bi.
Notice and the men may just notice.
Well, how do you know? You eat a box lunch. You wouldn't know.
Because I check out women with my male friends.
Yeah,
and they disagree with me. They'll say, no, I
all
like
right,
dark
okay.
hair. Or no,
we
I like them tall. Or no, I like them short. But most of them okay,
this
like
is a lady
them
that eats a lunch in Box Canyon. I can't talk to her.
All right. Thank you very much. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Attention, everybody! Attention! This is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. It's your turn. Go.
What is this, GD?
Go.
I'm Lloyd Bonafide, and I own my own heating and plumbing business in Alhambra, California. Join us on, what is it?
Memorial Day.
Join us on Memorial Day for the Lloyd Bonafide... Oh, forget it.
Join us on Memorial Day for the Lloyd Bonafide R.C. Collins Marathon right here on the Phil Hendry Show. What a douche.
I'm a douche, am I? Here, try some of this.
Oh!
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.